looking at the puck of this extraction, it's just absolutely perfect. You know, there shouldn't really be any water sitting on top after your extraction. And this, I just had to take a picture. And obviously you'll see that picture when I posted it, but it was just absolutely perfect. And then to also just gauge whether you've, you know, extracted well. Obviously the taste is what's defining the end result for sure, but you have certain things that you can go by just to also check whether you're doing the right thing when you're extracting, whether you're dosing properly, whether you're actually extracting properly. And as I said, after your extraction and you disengage the portafilter from the brew head, there shouldn't really be any water sitting on top, and the puck itself shouldn't be too soft, shouldn't be too hard either. You just, with your index finger, just try a little bit and see how far you can indent the wet puck, the extracted puck. And as I said, it shouldn't be too wet. So this particular extraction that I've just done with the Yellow Bourbon from Drury, the single origin from Brazil, is just perfect. And I had to take a picture of it. And then the other thing you can obviously do is when you're knocking out the puck, it should all stay in one as well. And it came out beautifully, which resulted in my basket being extremely clean. So I took another picture of that, and I will show you that as well. Probably I will post this also on www.coffeemumbojumbo.com, on the website itself, so that I can put these two pictures one next to another, so you can really see what I mean. But that's another way of gauging your extraction. And as I said, this particular Yellow Bourbon, roasted by Michael, the master roaster at Drury, the beautiful gentleman from Guyana who's been with the Drury roastery for 25 years, learned his trade there, and he just loves his trade. It was so fantastic talking to him. And he not only oozes charisma and knowledge, he's just a very, very pleasant guy who very freely just expresses his passion for roasting. He's hands-on, he's got instinct, he just loves what he does. And isn't that fantastic when you meet somebody who loves what they do? Because it shows, and it's transferred into those coffee beans that we love. And then the barista itself has to continue along that same vein and just try with love and passion to extract and do those beans justice. And I'm always aiming to do that.